Hello, everybody. Welcome to this really quick and simple podcast episode, which is really an invitation to you if you need some support decluttering your home. Maybe you've been listening to these podcast episodes or downloaded decluttering checklists in the past, or you've told yourself over and over again that I'll declutter someday. I'll declutter when, insert whenever this magical thing happens and you can declutter. You've been wanting to declutter for a while. You just haven't been able to figure out how to do it. If so, I would love to invite you to the February 2022 Decluttering Challenge. It's a week-long event where I will be giving you daily decluttering projects. I have a checklist that you can use, but in addition to a checklist, because a checklist, to be honest, just isn't enough. If it was as easy as following a checklist, we all would have done that by now because there's a million and one checklists out there. In addition to that checklist, you will get a daily reminder for what the decluttering project is, as well as tips and tricks from me via either email, text, or live video, whichever you prefer. You can get all three if you want. You don't have to. But the tips, tricks, and insight from me for the space that we are decluttering, as well as why it matters. And specifically for February, I chose decluttering spaces that will make it easier for your family to help clean up. I know a lot of times for moms, it feels like we're the only ones who notice the messes. We are the only ones who clean up. And we want help from our family. We're frustrated because they don't help us. Maybe we're even past frustration and we are resentful because our kids and our partners or our spouses, whatever it is that you have, don't help clean up. And that's just not a fun place to be. And my belief is that our families, they want to help. And even if they don't want to help and that they want to do chores, they at least don't want to feel like a burden to you. And they can sense that resentment. They can sense that overwhelm. So the decluttering projects, I've got them all planned out. I've already written the emails and the text reminders for you. It's ready to go. I'm super excited, ready to welcome you in. The spaces are spaces of your home that will make it easy for your family to help clean up and make less messes in those spaces in general. And in addition to this week-long decluttering event, you will get two bonus workshops, one from me called How to Get Your Kids to Help Clean Up. And then I've brought in my friend Ryan, and she is a marriage and communication expert. She is hosting a bonus workshop called How to Get Your Spouse to Help Clean Up. I might not be able to speak and record a podcast episode, but I can help you declutter. So I just want to wrap it up and tell you one last time as clearly as possible what you get in this week-long decluttering event. It's $10 to join, so super easy to get into. I would love to have you, but I basically want to help you not be so frustrated and feeling like the only person in your home who seems to notice the mess and or do anything about it. I want you to be able to inspire your family to help you without nagging and actually have them willing to help clean up their own stuff or maybe even initiate cleaning up or helping with other people's stuff. So it's a week long, 7 days, a daily decluttering project with the checklist that you get right off the bat with a daily reminder, either via email, text, or Facebook Live, whatever you prefer. Just tips and tricks throughout this week to model the decluttering process to your family so that they will be more likely to get on board and don't feel like you are coercing them. Plus the bonus workshops. And I just want to let you know that Ryan and I, we've both mastered, you know, obviously I've mastered decluttering in my own home and getting my family on board. And we have both mastered consistently guiding our families toward one that encourages contribution from everyone in an age-appropriate way, as well as how to communicate what we need help with and then how we actually follow through with that. So it's a week-long event, $10 to join. Jam-packed full of content to support you in your decluttering process, especially if you struggle with getting help from your family. You feel like you're the only one who does anything. I would love to have you. The link to join is in the description of this episode. You can just go motherhoodsimplified.com/Feb22 Decluttering Challenge. That's a long link. Don't do that. Just find the link in the description. Head to it. Sign up. You can sign up through Monday, Valentine's Day, and then we'll close it out. But I'll be doing these little mini week-long decluttering challenges for a while. I've committed to doing them at least for the next 6 months. So I've done them for 3 months already. They've been really, really successful. The results that the mom gets are amazing. And I want to let you know that the moms who are joining are the same as you. They have kids at home. They homeschool. They work either in the home or out of the home. They're single moms, married moms, like all kinds of moms, pregnant moms. And they just get amazing results because it's laser focused. It's no fluff, just me showing you exactly what to do and then giving you the container and the accountability tools to actually do it. So I would love to have you. I think that's it. I'll see you around, hopefully in the challenge, and if not, for our next episode. Bye.